Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from three short passages of Scripture out of Romans, and then the Gospel of Matthew, and then Proverbs. First, out of Romans chapter 14, beginning at verse 10. The Apostle Paul is writing, and he says, "Remember, each of us will stand personally before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue confess to God.' Yes, each of us will give an account of himself to God." And then out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 25. "But Jesus said, 'Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. For even the Son of Man,'" referring, of course, to himself, "'came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many.'" And then Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 25. "The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped." Well, it was a few years ago, and we were 2 weeks out from an Impact for Living men's conference hosted by Idlewild Baptist Church in Lutz, or Tampa, Florida. The speakers would be a blessing to all who were attending. Pastor Ken Whitten, Tony Dungy, James Brown, the late president of the Colorado Rockies, Kelly McGregor, Michael Flaherty of Walden Media, Nathan and me, and worship leaders John and Annie Barber of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and others. About that time, as I was preparing for the conference, I received a call from a gentleman who heard about the conference. He had just retired from up north, and with his bride, he'd moved to a town in mid-Florida, about an hour north of where the conference was going to be. He thought the topics and the speakers sounded great, but now that he was retired, he was wondering if it would be worth him coming to that at all. Being retired, he felt he was pretty much done with doing anything more, you know, just resting, playing golf, and eating, etc. You would have been proud of me. I didn't scream, but a wave of sadness overcame me. And after a moment of silence, I suggested that he might find the Impact for Living conference challenging and encouraging, and he probably would enjoy the speakers, if nothing else. He thanked me with no decision and said goodbye, and I remained sad, having heard what I heard. Think about it. He had his whole life still before him, but he was done with living. So much more was before him to have an impact and continue to leave a legacy for good in the lives around him. What about us? What will we see when we look back on our life? Will we have taken advantage of all the opportunities before us to live our life to the fullest? Will we have lived fully all of our life? Or will we have stopped reaching for the opportunities to have the meaning and impact we were meant to have all of our days? You know, each of us are sacred creations of God, created with incredible potential, dynamic purposes, unique passions and platforms of influence, roles of influence for good that no one else has. Each of us intentionally created by God for this specific time in history to leave a legacy of eternal impact that positively changes the lives of others that no one else can leave. God didn't put a stopwatch on the period of time of the impact that our lives should have. There's no retirement rule in the kingdom of God or in his word other than the opportunity to assure our eternal place with him when we are done living in this, our temporary home on earth. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He calls us to do the same. And God has poured into us, into you and into me, and entrusted us with resources, with abilities, with experiences and opportunities to serve and have an eternal and lasting impact that no one else can have with him for others. And whether we do, well, that'll be up to us. Maybe each day of our life we should ask ourselves, could I have done more? Who did I pass by today? Did God desire more from me than I did? What am I doing with the life that has been entrusted to me? Is my life still having meaning and purpose? Will God be pleased with what I have done today? All questions and many others that we must face or should face and deal with on this journey if we are to become all God created us to be to the end and to do all that He intends for us to do our entire lives. And somewhere on that journey, we are going to come face to face with the reality that we can't do life over again. One time around is all we get. One time around to leave a legacy that will take value from the lives of others around us or to add value to everyone we meet, helping them to become all they were created to be. One time around to make lots of money, to indulge our own human desires and comforts, to accumulate lots of things, or one time around to share the saving love of God, to share the saving love of God with others, and to support and nurture our families and others who need us and come into our lives at tough times in their lives, looking for a lift up in life. One time around to leave a legacy of things or an eternal legacy of fingerprints on the hearts of those who are less when we are gone, but more, so much more, because we were here. One time around to leave a legacy of worldly success or a legacy of eternal, lasting impact, reaching for all the potential, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those who need us, leaving a legacy of changed and lifted lives simply because we were here. What will our legacy be, my friends? Our legacy is not something we should begin to think about in our last days. We leave a legacy every day. Today's April 18, 2023. And at the end of this day, we will have a legacy for that day of what we've done. What will people say about you when you are gone? What will we have done? Retire, stop reaching out, or keep serving and lifting lives? Could I have done more? It's a question that should be on our minds every day of our lives, maybe even a question that haunts us every day. In 1993, the movie Schindler's List was released. It's based on the life of Oskar Schindler, a German-born businessman whose labor force for his factory was comprised entirely of Jews whom he rescued from the death camps by buying them from the Nazis. During the war, he became more allied with those workers than with his country, and through them was changed from a self-serving man to a self-sacrificing, merciful one who courageously stood against the evil of the Nazis' final solution and saved more European Jews than almost anyone else. The final scene in the movie takes place at his factory after the unconditional surrender of Germany to the Allied forces in World War II. It's past midnight, and a car is waiting to take Schindler and his wife away. All the workers have gathered to say goodbye to him. One of the workers hands him a letter signed by all 1,100 of his workers, explaining his courage and his mercy and how he saved their lives. They also gave him a ring made of the voluntarily offered gold fillings from the teeth of many of those workers. In that moment, he began to feel incredible remorse, because in the midst of all he had tried to do, gathered there with all the lives that he had saved, he realized that he could have done more. And he wasn't thinking about himself. He wasn't thinking about having done more business or made more money or increasing his image and acceptance in the world. None of that. Instead, he stood there and realized that he could have and should have done more to save more lives. Eternal things, God's things. Schindler takes the gold pin off his jacket lapel and realizes he could have bought two more lives for what it's worth. He pointed to his car and said, 10, 10. He could have saved 10 more lives instead of buying that car. He did a lot to save lives, but realized that he could have done so much more. My friends, when you and I stand before Christ to give an account of our lives, will we have a sense of satisfaction and joy for some of what we did? Maybe. Probably. But also, we will feel remorse and sadness for the opportunities that we wasted, the opportunities we passed by, realizing that no matter what we'd done, we could have done so much more all the way to the end, realizing a little late in life what life is really about. Will we see more reflections of the faces that we helped or more of those that we should have helped but instead walked by? Funny. But we'll see then that it was never about making money, becoming successful, being popular, having our own way, winning. It was never about all the stuff that the world today, even more so, says is important, like image and money and acceptance by others and self. But it was always about doing what God calls us to do with all that we are and all that we have and all the way to the end. It was always about touching and saving lives here and for an eternal place with God, one life at a time. And as we read in Proverbs, when we lift others, we're lifted. When we bless others, we're blessed. But I know, my friends, that I will stand before Christ, weeping, mumbling, asking forgiveness, saying, I could have done more. I wasted so much time and resources. I could have cut out so many unimportant things that I did and had so many more hours for so many people. I could have helped more. I could have saved more. I could have done so much more. And Christ, as he always does, will extend mercy to me, to Scott, and point out the lives that are better off because I lived. His mercy to you and to me will be so much more than we deserve. Even then, he will know, and I will know, that I could have done so much more. By the way, the man who called me, who I mentioned earlier, ended up coming to the Impact for Living conference and introduced himself to me Saturday when it was all over. He shared many glowing comments about the conference and sent this email to me later. Quote, positively one of the greatest things I've ever attended. Never been more blessed. Came away with a feeling of joy I couldn't put in words. And then he ended with this sentence. I realized that there is so much more for me to do. Amen and amen. Can we do more? You know, I think we can. I think you know we can. All the way to the end. Doing all that God calls us to do. Lifting one life at a time to God and to all they can be. Over and over and over again. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. You're always reminding us. You're always poking us. Lord, your example as you came to serve. Lord, there are a lot of things that we do are good, but Lord, we are way short of doing all that you call us to do. We can do so much more. Thank you for the example of that movie, The Life of Oscar Schindler. Thank you for your example. Thank you for the reminders, Lord, of all that we can do. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us to see that person you place in front of us, to lift and encourage and to help to move to a better place in their lives. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Be with those folks that are going through medical procedures today and every day. We know that you already know and are there. But thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Lord, help us to be all you want us to be your hands and heart and feet in the world. Help us to remember that we can do so much more and all that you want us to do every day. In your Son's precious name, we pray and ask for your help and guidance in that. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.